want to find a way to tell your friends what bugs you about them without actually having to tell them? She figured it out. Sacha Cole is a senior culture writer at BuzzFeed. Her recent piece is How to Destroy Your Friends Emotionally with Astrology Memes. She's also the author of one of my favorite books, One Day We'll All Be Dead and None of This Will Matter. Yeah, that's the title. And Sacha Cole joins us now. Hi, Sacha.
I sound really fun based off that introduction.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, right? Single time I say the title of your book, it gives me far too much pleasure. And I feel like you need to know that I put lipstick on for you, even though we're talking on the phone.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's the literal least you could have done.
That is, yeah, right? That is my way of showing you the deep respect that you deserve.
So, thank you.
Sacha, it's been a while since we spoke. And since we last spoke, you've gotten married and you moved. So how is all that working out for you?
Oh, I hate it. It's terrible. I don't like change. I mean, it's fine, but it sucks. Like, these are all choices that I've made willingly, but they cause me great despair and anguish and pain. But it's fine.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, fine. It's fine, but you hate it.
It's fine, but I hate it.
That's
the most glowing recommendation I can give for any life change. It's fine, but I hate it.
Why do I feel like that could sum up a lot how you feel about a lot of things in your life?
Yeah, I'm pretty neutral in that way.
So that's a lot to process at once, though, right? Like, getting married is a huge life adjustment, and then completely changing environments. Has it been kind of overwhelming?
Yeah, of course it's overwhelming. I mean, you know, like, I think the marriage stuff is, I don't think it was as big of a shift. I was with my partner for 7 years before we decided to get married, so it wasn't like we were making any big changes. Marriage is like dating, except like, when you threaten to break up with each other, it's a lot more work. So you just have to be prepared to really mean it when you say it, which is kind of a bummer. I really loved saying it. So that's sort of a shame. The move, however, is a much trickier prospect. And so I'm still sort of getting adjusted. I moved in January to the States. So I'm basically walking around asking everybody to explain to me what a copay is, but I have yet to understand it.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you can't understand it, there's no hope for the rest of us. So you have to make some new friends. You're in this new city, new environment, and, you know, as you point out in your piece, how do you make new friends when you're a generally unpleasant person, as you describe yourself?
Well, you make new friends by attacking them personally, and I realized that I've been doing this my whole life, but I didn't know I was doing it actively until I moved, and I realized that some people don't like that. I don't know what they do to make friends. I thought sort of the only way everybody bonded was to find the ways that other people get uncomfortable and to exploit them until they feel sick and feel trapped in a friendship with you. And then, like, you do it for 10 years. Is that not how people do it?
Yeah, well, listen, if it's working for you, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Bless you, Sacha Cole.
I'm doing fine.
And you hate it. We're speaking with Sacha Cole, who is one of my favorite writers. Her recent piece, she is a senior culture writer at BuzzFeed. It's How to Destroy Your Friends Emotionally with Astrology Memes. So how did co-star this astrology app come into your life, Sacha?
A friend of mine who's a Pisces, and that means that she's a complete nightmare, made me download it because she was using it to sort of figure out what kind of day she was going to have. And I don't really need astrology to tell me, like, what kind of day it's going to be. It's probably going to be bad. But I do like having it because it tells you how you might relate to other people. It also sends you these incredibly passive-aggressive push notifications to sort of tell you what you should do that day. And they're always mean. Like, there's like, I got one today that was like, don't get your hair cut today. And it's like, well, you know, like, why? Who are you to say? They're really bossy. But it also sort of gives you these insights onto people you know when they do their own birth chart. And then you can figure out what's wrong with them and how you can make them feel bad about whatever quirks they might have.
That sounds kind of glorious.
Yeah, it's great. What's your star sign?
Sagittarius, the same as your husband and your best friend.
See, that's tricky. We could either really get along or it could be a real problem. But what's your rising sign? This is the thing. The star sign's
Okay, I'm just going to add, I want to remind you once again that I put lipstick on for you, Sacha, okay? So that gets me a brownie point. I get one bonus point for that. I think I'm Capricorn. Is that possible? I think it's Capricorn. Yeah, right? I know.
That is
now I'm screwed.
City.
Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, that's tough.
Thanks for your time so far.
I mean, listen, for what it's worth, I am acquainted with a triple Cancer, and those people basically walk around just like bursting into tears at all times. So if I can accommodate that, I'm sure I can accommodate a rising.
What are you, Aquarius?
I'm Aquarius, but I'm a rising Gemini.
Rising Gemini. And Gemini, oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah.
See? This is a beautiful system of complete nonsense.
Right, it's total bunk. So why are you? Do you believe in it now, Sachi?
Sure. Sure. I don't know. Listen, I believe in climate change. I believe in getting your children vaccinated. And so, therefore, I think I'm allowed to believe in the moon.
No,
sometimes the moon is in a place, and I think that's why I'm upset. And I think that's okay.
I don't think you're allowed to. What if I just tell you that?
I don't care.
I could have predicted that response. I could have. Yeah. So, but honestly, like in terms of like forging new friendships and you know, make turning an acquaintance into an actual like decent conversation, someone that you might want to hang out with. How is the astrology working out for you? Is it accurate?
I do think it is actually more accurate than it's not. I mean, obviously, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You look at it and you sort of find ways for it to be applicable to your life. Obviously, some of that is nonsense, but I do think there are some things in there about how to talk to other people who you might not know very well, or how to figure out how to communicate with someone who doesn't communicate the same way that you do. And that, I think, is inherently useful. I think it's sort of similar to when people do like Briggs-Myers personality tests. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of silly. They're not necessarily accurate, but they can tell you something. Is it science? I don't know. It's a test. It's a man-made test like anything.
I appreciate that this is somehow making you make an effort. You know what I mean? It's not exactly forcing you because it's an app that you're using, you know, but nonetheless, it's sort of forcing you to make an effort. So married life is pretty good. You now are into astrology.
Yeah.
to laugh when I say that. It just seems, you seem like the
Isn't
last person. Yeah, it's hysterical.
I'm the last person who would do this. Yeah. But you know what? I like to surprise people.
Okay, so speaking of surprises, what do you got? What are you working on next? Are you writing another book?
I'm working on a lot of things, my friend.
Oh,
I'm
see.
On a lot of things.
Are you
going to
get all secretive now? This is why you can't make friends,
I'm
Sachi.
Well known for being a closed book. Everybody says that about me, that I never talk about myself and I never say anything that I'm doing. Well documented.
Except you're telling us that you want to destroy, I'm including myself in there, which I shouldn't do, clearly, how to destroy your friends emotionally, right? So you're telling us that you're doing that. Has this, like, completely ruined?
Don't you think it's fun to make fun of your friends? Like, then why do you have
Heck
friends?
Heck yeah. I mean,
there you go.
That's really what it is all about.
Yeah.
Okay,
the entire reason to get close to people is to attack them at all angles.
And tear them down?
Yeah.
And build them back up again.
And then you build them back up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you, like, tear them and run away.
No, but that's exactly it. And there is something perverse about it, but that is how we coexist and whatever. I was going to say habitate, but it's beyond that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anybody with siblings knows that too, right? Like you do with your siblings. So why not do it with your friends?
I mean, whatever works.
Whatever works.
Sachi, I feel like this, I know you don't want to tell us what you're up to, but I feel like this is all research for your next book. That is my secret suspicion. Are you going to
you think that I got married and moved and then got into astrology as research for a second book? That is a long play.
It sounds like it sounds
really
just complicated enough and unpleasant enough that it might be something that you're trying to pull off.
Maybe I'm just turning into like a brand new person and I'm going to be like walking around burning sage and talking about like, no,
no. No, I don't know who you think you're kidding.
I don't know. Maybe there's someone listening who like thinks that this is remotely possible.
No, anyone who knows you.
I'm trying to become a better person.
Okay, sure you are. I'll just say I love talking to you. You are welcome here anytime, no matter what you're doing. Be it astrology or burning sage or whatnot. All the best, Sachi.
Always a pleasure.
I feel like she doesn't mean that, and that's okay.
No, I mean it. I meant it. That was my one sincere statement all day.
I'm taking it
on you.
Good. You can. It wasn't wasted on me. Maybe you might have been wasted for you, but it's not wasted on me. Sachi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Until we can be mean to each other again. That is Sachi Cole. She is a senior culture writer at BuzzFeed. Her recent piece, How to Destroy Your Friends Emotionally with Astrology Memes. She also wrote one of my favorite books, One Day We'll All Be Dead, and None of This Will Matter.